This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Mark. This is Kathy at Escrow. We're supposed to close this week, but the buyers didn't arrive to sign loan documents. When I called their cell phone, it was answered by an agent from the FBI. Please call ASAP.
Sure. Just another stumble, a little pothole in the road of escrow, and on your way to closing. Your buyer was taken away by the FBI. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Department of Real Estate. We have a great guest today coming in, joining me on the second segment, talk about last week's Board of Supervisors meeting and the ramifications of what's going on with building, community plan, and this is important because it could be affecting you. And if it's not built right next to you, it'll be affecting perhaps some traffic and the future of the color of Santa Barbara. Hey, so I was very tempted to walk into the prior broadcast of the live show, just grab the mic when they were talking about the Santa Barbara Botanic Gardens 9th Annual Orchid Show. Big fundraiser, March 17th. 2012 at the Erewhon Showgrounds. I've been talking about it, and it's going to be a huge wine tasting, as they were saying, food, dancing. So $75. I'm not an accountant. I know you can write off part of that. Sometimes when you get food, you can't write off 100%. But if you do, I won't turn you in. So go ahead and call the Botanic Gardens and buy a couple of tickets or make a donation. 682-47-26, extension 102. Santa Barbara, a little update here on zoning, but first I'm going to give you some statistics. The fourth segment, of course, is the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly and year to date. And every once in a while, I throw in what's happening over $1 million. I mean, you have the median price. I give numbers of how many are in escrow below $1 million and what that market is like. And year over year, we talk about, median price drops down, but yet even for 2011, when the median price dropped fairly low, just below 800,000 compared to 2010, when it was, I think, closer to 850, the percentage of sales selling over $1 million, $1,150,000 to be exact, $1,150,000 for 2011 was about 30%. And the prior 2-3 years, it was about 33%. Well, about one in three homes sell for over $1,150,000, despite the lower median price, where you know that half sold below that median price. So here's a look at what's in escrow right now over $1 million. We know that 51% of all the listings in escrow under $1 million are in escrow. One out of every two listings that are listed under $1 million are in escrow. Pretty amazing. Right now, we have 58 listings out of 350. 58 listings are in escrow out of the 350 listings. These are all over $1 million. So 58 represents 16.6%. Now, the last 2 years at this point in time, the eighth week of the year 2012, now 2011, there were only 46 listings in escrow. That represented 11.8%. And the year before, in 2010, on the eighth week of the year, there were 36 listings in escrow over $1 million, which only represented 8.8%. Now, you can say, well, every week, you know, a few of these listings will sell and maybe another one won't go in escrow. And so it'll change week to week. And it's true, but it doesn't usually change dramatically and plummet. It's usually a little bit of a trend. But the percentage of what's in escrow, see, the number 58 will change, but the fact that it represents 16.6% is pretty impressive. And it's an indication of what's happening year to date. And if you've listened for the first 8 weeks of the year to the weekly multiple listing sales update, you get a sense of activity and a sense of a sense of activity that wasn't seen before. And so there's just, for example, well, I'll get, well, just for example, last week, 21 listings opened escrow, and I just happened to scan through it, and 15 of the 21 were listed after January 1st that opened escrow, 21 listings opened escrow, median price, $875,000. The median days on market of the 21 listings that opened escrow is 39. Now, that could be a little misleading because some of these listings could have been listed before, relisted, and then it sells right away, so it doesn't give you the true reading. So it's always a little tough to count on that number. But there's just a level of activity. So what does that mean? It just means that people are buying. For whatever reason, they have the impetus and the confidence to buy. Okay, so that's a percent over a million. A zoning, city zoning update. City of Santa Barbara did not raise their fee for the zoning report for 2012. So I'm embarrassed to tell you, I don't know exactly how much it is. I think it's over $400. When I started in 1988, it was $95. Not certain why I had to go up that much, but everything goes up. They did change the requirement that a zoning inspection report be conducted for a condo. And it's optional, it says. So that means a buyer can still request it, although for that kind of money, I don't know if the seller is going to be excited about providing it. Condos generally, why did they do that? They mirrored Carpinteria. Carpinteria didn't require a zoning report for condos. And generally, kind of tough to add an illegal rental unit in a condo, but it can be done. I mean, if you have a garage, you know, you can do all kinds of things that wouldn't pass a zoning report in a condo, but not nearly the latitude you have with a house. It's funny, I know some people who have a condo and it has vaulted ceilings, and there's an area, kind of an attic area, that's over a couple of the rooms, and they've thought about the idea of opening that up just to give it, maybe just for some storage, or maybe just to give it a larger feel. It would have this kind of an alcove, it would be open. And interestingly enough, I don't know if you could really do it under zoning regulations, because if you can't increase square footage, or they might approve it, they might not. But so there's an example of, well, if you don't have to do a zoning, you get into trouble, you go to sell it, and the buyer doesn't want to buy something that has something done without a permit. So then the seller would have to put it back the way it was if they want to sell to that buyer. And finally, on the city zoning report change, they are now emailing the zoning report. In the past, the agent would have to, sometimes you'd have to drive down to submit it if you were handing them a check because you wanted to get it done right away. You could have done it by mail. I'm not certain if you could do it online and put in a credit card. I assume you can by now. But they insisted that you come down and sign for the zoning report. It's like picking up your taxes. And so now, finally, for some reason, they've agreed to email the report. I guess because they figured that now the reports are going to be online anyway. Why make someone drive down and sign for it when ultimately they're going to be online and to the public and anyone could look at it? So that's a big deal. And prior to making you pick it up, they actually used to have the Pony Express just up until a few years ago. So it took them a long time to embrace the technology, but now they're done with the Pony Express, and we thank the city of Santa Barbara. Okay, let's see, a quick. I'd like to, maybe in the third segment, talk about a matched paired analysis, which is a real great term used by appraisers. Steve Purcell taught me that. But I do want to do a quick motoring with Mark here. Saw a house up on Sycamore Canyon Road, nearly $2 million. And this was, I have 2,000 square feet. I think it was closer to 3,000 square feet. I think it was. Two bedrooms. As a matter of fact, it's in escrow right now. And just the entry And when you walk in the home, you'd think it was, you know, a four-bedroom, five-bedroom home. It's just very grand entry and the big great room, the kitchen, and then a, you know, all the bar and just vaulted ceilings. And but what struck me, and the reason why I'm bringing it up, is that it had a pond in the backyard, and it had a waterfall to the pond in the backyard, something like I've never seen before. It was, you just felt like you were out walking Seven Falls up into the canyon, and you came across this natural setting of water kind of dripping, leaching down a wall of rocks. This was basically a wall of boulders, and the telltale sign that it was kind of built is they jutted out three or four rocks that had a little bit of a flat top to it, which actually you see out in nature anyway. So the water just looked like it was just naturally seeping down, hitting the flat rock, jumping down. It was so amazing. It was so nice. I would just love to replicate something like that. Sometimes, you know, not a huge fan of ponds, and it's, you know, it's maintenance and it's this and that, but they look pretty, they sound pretty. And that was an amazing, amazing job of the best waterfall pond I've ever seen in 24 years. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com, 452-2428, 452-CHAT. We're going to take a quick break and then come back with Patty Close, who is going to talk about the last week's Board of Supervisors meeting, what it meant, what was decided about building the Goleta Valley Community Plan and what's going on with density. And we're going to hear from our friend Joni, too. So stay tuned. You'll be right back.